"We play here" is a sign you might see a child holding when driving by St. George's Park during the evening. While misspelled, the neighborhood children aim to get a message across, to stop speeding on the surrounding roads. The children can also be heard chanting, "Stay close, stay safe," to keep all the people safe. It's noisy sometimes, it's very fast and gives a whiff of wind, and I don't like when people go really fast. "Sometimes I just get angry about it," says 10-year-old Maddie Imrie, who has been standing on Metcalf Street daily trying to get cars to slow down. She said she wants two things to be done for children in the local area: to decrease the speed limit and to install a crosswalk for kids to safely get to the park. Copyright 2021 Village Media. Maddie's mother, Jessica Imrie, who lives on Metcalf Street across St. George's Park, said cars speeding through the streets around the park have been an ongoing problem for years, bringing much concern to parents in the neighborhood who have younger children playing outside at the park. "They're there almost every night, they hang out there a lot during the day, and unfortunately Metcalf Street, which we live on facing the park, is just this 50 zone, and it's quite a big increase from the school zone that's a 30 zone," said Jessica. "So what happens is we have a school zone that ends and then you hit the park and cars will just absolutely fly through our streets, and we have not a single crosswalk to access our park. So the children who live in the neighborhood don't have a safe way to cross the streets." She said the city recently said it would decrease the speed limit to 40 kilometers per hour, but it doesn't seem enough. With cars parked on both sides of the streets, Jessica said children poke their heads out between cars to watch for oncoming traffic when crossing the road to the park. Jessica said parents have recently been complaining about this issue a lot and nothing was being done about it, so they made their own signs with children, held them up and even planted them on neighbors' property and lampposts just so cars could stop. With election season going on, Jessica said a lot of people are probably not going to pay attention to signs. With children holding handmade signs and chanting, she said many cars have slowed down. "The children have also put a personal message in, so some of them say 'We play here,' or 'Keep us safe.' I was chanting about what I felt was right," said Maddie. Maddie said when she chants with her friends, she gets waves, smiles and honks. Jessica said the neighbors have been very supportive, seeing that something is being done to raise awareness about the speeding issue. Maddie said sometimes she worries about children younger than her across the street who want to get to the park. "Sometimes they ask why I always remind them to watch the road. Sometimes they'll be like, 'Okay, it's the time to cross,' and then we start to cross and then we see a car and I'm like, 'No, it's not time to cross,'" said Maddie.